Welcome to Big Foamy Head Audio Extra Pool Beer. It was a hot, hot Memphis summer day. We were all out by the pool, and then a hurricane came through, or thunderstorm. So we came inside and said, what the hell, we'll do a little beer show, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice because Elvis was really steeping up this.
Yeah, this was Elvis Dead Week. And God, how many of them were here? Like 75,000 people with no life other than that of a dead guy?
And two of them died while trying to.
That's right. And was it the candlelight?
Given birth, I think, was it?
But one of them was at I know that the candlelight vigil is 108, no lie, 108 degrees, not heat index. They're lined up for hours, and they're passing out. And, well, you know, a couple died. Who could have saw that coming, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's hot outside, so except for there's a storm now. So we came in with some beer that I got. Garrett from Maui Brewing sent this to me a while back, and we just, for some reason, haven't been able to pull this out. And we've got three beers, and the first thing, Martin, you said when you looked on labels, what was, they make beer in Hawaii? And yes, they do.
Well, I was thinking, you know, Maui Wowie, but man.
Well, they've been making that for a while.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if they, you know, crossbred here and did a little Maui Wowie with the beer.
Or something. But anyway, it's...
The president hasn't approved that bill yet. Putting your drugs in the corn.
That's right.
The grain.
Well, this we hope there's no corn in this, but this is, John, you were looking at the label. What does this say? Bikini Blonde Lager. That's our first beer. What the sailors really come to shore for?
Mutiny. From stern to bow.
I'm sorry, I used to be a sailor. That was the second thing we used to come to shore for.
Well, this is a pretty straightforward lagers. I'm not really a big fan of lagers because I like ales. But that's pretty good. It's kind of...
got an aftertaste.
Kind of sweetish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you getting out of this?
I'm getting on a 1 to 10, if 9 is the highest I've ever been, I'm getting about a 6.8. I mean,
yeah.
it gets up to flavor, then it flattens out.
This says...
it's two-dimensional.
It's a handcrafted Helles lager, which if you look on Budweiser being the absolute bottom beer tard rung...
well,
style...
You're going to be bringing yourself some liability suits.
I know. That's the risk we take. But this is a Helles lager, which in the styles, this is on up there, so it's got a little more flavor.
It does have good flavor.
And that's the style, and it says here they're only making this out of the finest German hops and barley, not skimpy on flavor, bold, smooth, and refreshing. And it's Maui's truly local beer. So, you know, if you were on the beach, this would go over great.
Why couldn't they grow German hops in Hawaii?
And there wouldn't be German hops.
It'd be Hawaiian.
Remember, that's when Mutiny on the Bounty, the guy was taking the grapefruit seeds or something. And
but he wasn't talking about hops.
Well, I mean, why could you?
No, because it's hot.
I would say
it worked better in cold weather.
I mean, if they're having to import all this stuff in, it's pretty expensive beer.
Yeah, well, I mean, he shipped it to us, so I don't know. Anyway, we appreciate Garrett. Thanks for sending us some beer. We've got a couple more beers we're going to try, and... it's going to be a little short extra thing, and I was reminded by this. There's two things, got to get out of the way. Beersafari.com. If you want to hear all of your beer podcasts, go to beersafari.com. They're all there. You only got to subscribe to one place. They all come down. Please visit beersafari.com. And also, a big thank you to Jeffrey T. and the Good Beer Show for hosting us. I got to go and hang out with the crew at the Good Beer Show in Muncie. It was a big time. Was had by all. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'm a little bent out of shape because I didn't get invited.
I know. Well, next trip to Muncie, yeah, you're in the back of the bus, and we're on the way.
You rode in a bus?
Well, Greyhound all the way. Nothing but first class. My company does not skimp.
Yeah.
I get a good bus.
Now, those are the Bud drinkers.
That's right. In the back of the yeah, when they put the ripple down, open a can of Bud. So we got the other thing here about these Maui things, and we talk about how, you know, most of the beers that we drink are in bottles. These are canned beers, mm-hmm. And there is sort of a canned revolution going with good beers. They're out there, and so we're going to see how good the Maui Brewing Company is. We started off with what looked to be the lightest, mildest one. They got a couple of interesting ones.
Yeah, it like I said, when I take the drink, it's got a good flavor, and then it's got a nice afterbite, a nice bite.
It's a, yeah. It's not like a hop so much, but it is a little tart and yeah, it finishes kind of interesting.
Beach beer.
Beach beer. Says it right there.
You know, but, I could see being out on the beach and drinking this.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Good and smoking a little Maui Wowie, but
yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
Do you got to blend in, do as the Mauians do, right? All right, well, we got a song here. We're going to take a musical break, get into our second beer, and this is one where we're shifting gears a little different. I thought this was an interesting band, the Goddamn Whores. We'll be right back. That was the goddamn whores reeling in the suckers. We were having a hard time picking which of our goddamn whores favorites we were going to play. But anyway.
There are just so many of them.
I know, there are.
That should be an anthem.
That's right. It is. Every song that they do is punk pop anthem music is what they are. But we're on to our next beer, and it's got three of my favorite letters, IPA. And what is it? What are we drinking?
We're drinking the Big Swell IPA. It is big, hoppy, bold, smooth, and hoppy. It says Did we mention hoppy?
Did it say hoppy on there a couple of times?
Yes, as I just read the can.
Very nice.
Yeah, it is in a can.
And it's a swollen can.
It's a swollen can. It's very blue, so it makes you wonder what they've done with it.
This is in IPA terms, and IPAs have a hop nose, clean hop bite, and should finish clean. It's got a nice hop nose. Unfortunately, we're reduced to using plastic cups, so we're kind of dilating the beer a little bit.
Well, you know, if you would do your dishes, we would have glasses.
Well, there's that. Or if you didn't mind drinking out of crusty glasses.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like I'd need to be on a Greyhound bus with a bunch of Bud Swillers with these cups.
That's right, Bud Swillers. And it does say, did we mention hoppy? So this is a tasty rascal here. It doesn't give, and I don't have any paperwork on this, it doesn't tell what hops, but it does say amounts of American hops and malted barley. And on the Good Beer Show, the episode, I think it was 127 or 128, the Beer Mecca show, we got into this big discussion about hops and the thing about all the hops that originally came over here were old world hops, and we now, American brewers use what's called new world hops grown here. American hops are a lot more hop bite. And this has, as far as an IPA goes, I like this because I'm drinking it and it finishes and it's gone. I don't want it to necessarily stick around and remind me how hoppy it was.
Right. Well, so. I do notice on the aftertaste and then the aroma as I'm swallowing it, I actually pictured fir trees. I mean the scent like a fir tree.
You got
like,
so you got a little bit of wood taste, yeah. Which is in some of the American hops. You did get that. John, what do you think?
It's just got this bitter.
Just too bitter for you?
This is the bitterest beer I've ever had.
Really?
What you turned me on to?
I know the other night. The other, I was going to say, I gave him Arrogant Bastard, and he was just like,
I thought that was human bile myself. I mean, it had this twisted, bitter taste.
It's funny to watch this because John is, he'll drink a beer, but he, you know, some of the beers, I mean, it's just, there's so many out there, and IPAs are
I'll just
beers.
Go from beer to beer to beer.
Well, John.
I make no pretense about it.
I'm really concerned about you. I mean, you really need to let these things out. You just kept it all bottled into you. You really got to let us know how you feel about these things. I'm serious. You've got to let it out. Well, I just noticed here on the can that it does say certified made on Maui. I think
how
that's
do you
important.
Certify that?
I'm not really sure.
Well, I know you can't get this here. I've never seen it anywhere. And so I need to get Garrett and get a follow-up interview added to this and find out where can you get it? Is it only in Hawaii? I don't know.
Is this a beach beer?
Well, it's got to be.
Yeah.
You're in Hawaii.
I can't. I don't think I could go up a whole
can
of this.
An IPA. I mean, like, okay, we were out at the pool, and the beers that I had in the cooler were Sierra Nevadas and Harpoons. Mm-hmm. They're extra pale ales are getting towards IPAs.
Okay. Well, this is 6.2% alcohol by value.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes, it's got a nice bite.
Yeah, and our lager, we didn't do any of the stats. The lager that we had earlier was 4.5, so session beer. And we're going to have one more beer that we've got coming up from the Maui Brewing Company. And it's very interesting. Looking forward to it. But let's take another musical interlude. And this is our buddy George Thorogood with Reaching Way Back, Madison Blue.
bunch of Madison shoes. We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. The Rockaway Blues. Lindsay Lou. She told me she loved me, but I know it ain't true. Put on your Madison shoes. Put on your Madison blues shoes. I got the Madison blues. Now put on your Madison blues shoes. Your Madison shoes. We're doing a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues. Your Madison shoes. We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
Okay, well, I'm back. I'm ready.
You ready?
Was that a good George Thorogood song?
It's a favorite.
That's one of my favorites.
You know, but you don't really hear that on the radio. Yeah. I mean, unless you go a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, we're on to our third and final beer.
And you're going to love this one.
Maui Brewing Company. When you think of Hawaii, what do you think of? Tropical breezes, palm trees, and coconuts.
And pineapples.
And pineapples.
This don't look like pineapple.
No.
Espresso.
It is a porter, and well, it should look like
with
espresso.
With a crema.
Smell it a little bit, and this is their twist on a porter. It's got a bit of coconut into it. What's on the label?
Well, I'm reading it here, and it's kind of interesting. Let me read verbatim here because it's interesting. It says, like hot chicks on the beach, porter brewed with hand toasted coconut.
Mm.
Now that's an interesting
toasted
visual.
Coconut.
Well, no, I like the hot chicks on the beach.
Toasted by nubial virgins on the beach.
There you go.
On full moon.
It's 5%, 5.7% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
It's really got a good taste to it. It's got the bite of the porter.
It's got the coffee that you traditionally get with the porter. They either go chocolate or coffee. This is definitely coffee. This is like drinking.
I'm getting a dark taste sensation. Then I'm getting a light one. Then I'm getting a sweet one.
Yeah. And that's what I think is all the flavors.
In like 300 milliseconds.
It's very nice. It's got that roastiness, like you said, the roastiness, and then the sweetness finishes. Got a sweet aftertaste. Very nice.
It's almost a dessert beer.
It is a dessert. Well, you know, stouts and porters, this is definitely not one you sit around at the pool swilling.
No.
This is an indoor beer, but yeah, it finishes nice. I was looking forward to this.
And I think I can see myself with a surf and turf dinner with this.
I myself like the hot chicks on the beach. I could see myself drinking this with some hot chicks on the beach.
And again, we've got no grain bill or anything, but it does say brewed with six varieties of malted barley, hops, and hand toasted coconut.
Well, I can taste the coconut.
Yeah, it's a nice little. It's not like overpowering. It's very subtle.
Well, I mean, you're drinking a porter. As you said, the coffee is coming through, but there's that hint of coconut. I mean, if you were to put me a blindfold on me and you kept the hot chicks away from me, I could see the coconut.
Well, we don't have any trouble keeping the hot chicks away from you.
I know.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for reminding me. I drug myself through puberty just to hear that.
If you put a blindfold over on me and I woke up and I drank this, I'd think somebody had put their candy bar in my beer, you know, and it melted into it kind of.
It's good. It's good. It's a very nice, tasty beer. And low alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink a bunch of these. This is one that you would have like a session beer you could enjoy after dinner. Several of them. So.
Well, this would also be good with a good, rich chocolate. If you're eating some nice chocolates, you could wash it down with this.
Do you have some chocolates right now?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I have some in my car.
You should have brought them in. Planning.
Those poor chocolates didn't have a stench with this beer.
Your chocolates in your car, and it's 100 degrees outside. But luckily, we're getting the thunderstorm passing through.
Now we can find some hot chicks with chocolate.
Well, hot chicks with chocolate on them have been out in the heat.
Yeah.
Who needed taken off? I happen to have a special chocolate removing element in my saliva. And then I could also mend stocking and hose and stuff like that with rips and silk blouses.
And they don't need to remove it.
Never. Lasts a lifetime.
I'll tell you what, you guys go so high tech. I just use my tongue.
Okay, we're dropping down to beer report levels. And if you want to hear more beer report and good beer show, Should I Drink That, Pacific Brew News, and several other podcasts, you have the wisdom, grace, and dignity to be part of Beer Safari. Go to beersafari.com. Listen to your favorite beer podcast. Thanks for joining our little audio extra, where finally we got around to drinking the Maui Brewing Company, and we finished on the high note, the coconut porter. Very good. You'll probably never, ever have this beer. Thanks, Garrett, for sending this to us. And
Very good beer.
Very good.
Can we take that Greyhound to Maui?
They got a special bus route to Maui. We'll look that up in just a minute. All right, we're going to get out of here and salute to Chud from the Beer Report, because he's all about the Swedish death metal. So we've got his favorite artist at the gates with Slaughter of the Soul. See you next time. Go!